This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Tonight, Heather, you put in the show prep folder one of the stories that I actually had about a journalist who was arrested for asking questions.
You know, I was going to add that one, too, and I thought somebody else probably already had. So, dang, it would have been a threefer, a unanimous
you're
vote.
Only saying that... You're only saying that because I know how you are. You always post your, you know, four or five stories, and if you were going to post this, you'd have posted it.
I had so many good stories. It was just hard to whittle them down. I thought maybe you guys had already talked about this, but I'm glad we haven't because it's a great story.
I saw the news after the show ended last night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this happened... Late Tuesday, story sort of, you know, became a thing on Wednesday. I didn't see it until late last night. So we'll get into it momentarily, but there's...
You know what I thought was funny, though, is that in the story, what's the woman's name there, the blonde woman?
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
And we'll get into the story.
No, I just thought it was funny that she was here in New Hampshire meeting with Governor Chris Sununu, and we saw him running past us when we were there giving that New Hampshire LP press conference.
Right.
He was literally
press conference
running
that we talked
past
about yesterday.
Us to go to this meeting with Kellyanne Conway.
And Tom Price, the two people involved in this situation.
That's who he was with? That was walking with him?
No, that's who he was going to meet.
Ah.
Kellyanne Conway and Tom Price, and they're the two officials that the journalist in West Virginia was trying to question.
I think we have the whole cast identified at this point.
So
there's probably a couple others, like the reporter himself.
Right. But before we get into that, there's some pretty big news out of New Hampshire that happened today. For the first time ever... The New Hampshire Senate passed a cannabis decriminalization bill.
It's a start.
It is a start.
Yep.
Yes, that means
good start.
People will no longer be thrown in jail and given criminal records for possession.
Small amounts. Yeah. And there was discussion, I was watching the live stream earlier, and there was discussion of, well, if we allow somebody to have up to 3/4 of an ounce... Then wouldn't a drug dealer just drive around with 6 people and each one of them hold a baggie of 3/4 and then nobody winds up getting arrested?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's of course, the most absurd situations come out of this at the hands of the war lovers.
Right.
That's pretty much it. But can you break down basically what this bill says?
Well, I've not read the complete amendment, but just they did wind up passing an amendment. So
for sort of the gist of
up to 3/4 of an ounce for the first 3 offenses in a 3-year period would not be criminal. You would wind up having a civil penalty ranging between $100 to $300, depending on what the offense is.
Okay.
And if you wind up having a 4th conviction in a 3-year period, then it would be a misdemeanor.
Well, I hope legislators and the governor and everyone involved pulls their heads out of their you-know-whats before 3 years so we can get this the way it should be, which means you don't put people in jail or fine them or threaten them for putting something into their own body. If we own our own bodies, we should be allowed to put whatever we want into them.
Now,
period.
Do you think that the reason that, like, New Hampshire legislators are so behind on this is just because the idea hasn't come about as much as in other states?
No, this has come up about a dozen times over the last decade. So they're seeing this all the time. There's just... Because there's only 24 senators, and they're only paid $100 per year, they rely upon what the police say.
Right.
And that was referenced numerous times in the floor debate today, to where the one state senator said, all of the police chiefs in my district came and told me how horrible this would be if we wound up passing it.
You know what?
And teenagers are just going to start smoking weed even more because it's not going to be a criminal thing.
I just thought of, like, one of the best ideas. Next time we have a bill like this coming forward, I'm going to reach out to all the police departments in Massachusetts that have stopped arresting people for this, that are for legalization, and see if we can get some of them to come out and testify.
Well, the police chiefs here say that they don't arrest people for simple possession.
Right.
But they do.
But if,
if you go to court and look at the docket, then you'll see that they do.
Sure.
But the legislators, by the lie that they are told of, we don't arrest people for possession. Nobody's in jail for possession. We only go after the dealers. Well, how do you find the dealers, Chris?
If I were a cop, I guess I would arrest some users. You know, some people got caught with some weed in it. I'd threaten them and say, turn over your dealer and we won't do anything. But then again, police sometimes still charge a person, even after they roll over on whoever they're supposed to be rolling
over
on.
Yeah, I know people that that's happened to, where the officers are like, yeah, we're not going to, you know, get you in trouble. Just, you know, set up your dealer.
Right.
And
right. And of course, the police never testify to that.
Right.
To the legislative committees.
Of course not.
They just wind up saying, we're not arresting people for this.
Or well, we got an anonymous tip and we just pulled this car over because he had a tag light out. And,
yeah.
You know,
the long and the short of it is there's a lot of money in fighting a drug war. Actually,
yes.
There's a lot of money in fighting any war. But the drug war has been a real boon to a lot of police agencies, and they have a vested interest in it. And
the drug war has been going on for 45 years, and the drugs are winning.
Yeah.
And you know how many times people have overdosed on opiates and narcotics that the police put back on the streets
in the hands of their
confidential informants, where they say, hey, we're going to give you the drugs that we just confiscated from this person, allow you to sell on the streets, and you're going to be our little undercover guinea pig here. And, you know, so then they're basically still selling drugs. It's just, you know, it's not even really a war on drugs. It's more a war on the profit. Like, who can get the profits?
And it's a war on people.
Right.
Because when you're making something illegal that somebody puts into their own body, you're claiming ownership of their body, which means we don't truly possess self-ownership, which is a principle that's been in existence since probably man existed. We own our bodies. Cut and dry, pure and simple, end of story. When you're saying you have ownership over it, you're saying that you can regulate it, you can do whatever you want, and I just, you know, people want to take a moral approach, and they will use this this idea that the good of society for the general welfare, as it says in the Constitution, but is bastardized consistently.
Right.
That does not trump our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that we possess as part of the human condition.
Right. Let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'd like to share with...
Back away from your phone, Robert.
Okay. I want to say, Daryl, that not only did New Hampshire pass with the legalization of marijuana, but so did Vermont last night.
New Hampshire did not pass a legalization. They passed a decriminalization. And, yes, Vermont, the friendly neighbors to the left of us, they've had decrim for a while, and they passed, I believe it's a tax and regulate scheme that they wound up passing yesterday.
I don't know if it was a tax. It was just a... You can't sell it or buy it over here. You can only grow it. But if the House agreed to it, we'll just wait for the governor to sign it.
Okay, that's not bad. You know, they're going to let you grow. And I think what I saw was you would be allowed to have two plants, and you would be able to have, you know, a certain supply of usable cannabis.
Dried.
You would not be able to buy it in the store. Could you gift someone an amount?
I don't have a problem with it, Daryl.
I know you don't have a problem. Robert, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll get into the story about the journalist in West Virginia arrested for asking questions. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to get into this story about the West Virginia journalist arrested for asking questions. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. They bring you the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Liberty Lobster, Liberty Lover, Steven Lobster Tarian. The man's got like five names up here. And the profile picture, Chris and Heather, you will appreciate this. It's a photo of me with lobster claws. Lobster, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with what's on your mind.
Sorry, I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I'm definitely entertained.
I actually want to discuss something slightly controversial. What do you make of gender and the recent increase in people who identify as non-binary, male, female, people who basically change their gender? What do you all make of this?
I can tell you what I think.
Yeah,
I have some very firm opinions on
you
this.
You first, Chris.
I don't care. If
that's the same firm opinion that I have.
Yeah, to me, I mean, it does seem to be more prevalent, and I can't say, because I can't get into the minds of people in the past, as hard as I try, whether people have always felt this way, you know, or maybe because it is more present in the media and we're more exposed to these ideas that, you know, maybe there's more than...
Could just
one
be
way.
That, you know, people are more accepting of it, so now instead of people, you know, like, living in fear, they're able to, you know, freely say what they feel
they are, which is fine with me. With that said, here's my caveat. Because you are transgender, because you are a... I don't even know the... I can't even speak the lingo. You know what I mean? I see, like, shows on TV where they're, it's like a 7-word description of how this person sees himself.
Right, so
they don't deserve any more rights than anybody else does. Everybody deserves the same rights.
Right,
and
so there's
don't
what
believe.
They call cisgender, which is you identify as the gender of what your reproductive organs relate to. I'm trying to be radio friendly here.
Are.
Hold on.
Heather sounds like she has an opinion.
So
I agree with Heather.
Let me ask this question.
Can I share my opinion?
Well, let me ask a question first.
Okay.
There's something called a 46XY female, meaning that the person has an XY chromosome.
That's a chromosomal abnormality. That's not a...
When they're going through puberty, they wind up getting enlarged female breasts. They have female genitalia.
Yeah.
But their chromosomes say that they should be a man. So are they a man or are they a woman?
That is outside of the realm of an identity. It's the same thing as Klinefelter syndrome or Turner syndrome. That is a physical... disability. That's an abnormality. That is not an identity. That is a medical problem.
There are some people that say if you have XY chromosomes, you're a man, no ifs, ands, or buts. But now you're saying that there is a possibility that someone with XY chromosomes could in fact be a female.
Well, here's the thing. My opinion is I'm fine with it, but people need to start addressing it as what it is.
And what do you believe it is?
It's a medical issue. All right. It is a medical abnormality. If you have Turner syndrome, you have Klinefelter syndrome.
Down syndrome. There's a bunch of them. The list goes on.
For example, I have a form of high-functioning autism. I don't see that as an identity. It's high-functioning autism. That's what it is.
Right.
And I would be rather ticked off if people were running around saying, I identify as a person with Asperger syndrome. That would make me pretty mad.
it gets people, some people who may have Asperger's pretty bad.
Okay, so my opinion on the whole ordeal is that, like, I believe that there are two genders, and then there's chromosomal abnormalities, which take place when the baby is in the womb, the fetus, right? Something goes on. We don't know what causes it, but it you know, causes problems in the development and the chromosomes, whatever. That is a medical abnormality.
Okay.
The people that choose a lifestyle, right? Like,
I want to be. I want to
100% no ifs, ands, or buts a woman, or 100% no ifs, ands, or buts a man, and then decide that they want to continue out the remainder of their life as the opposite sex,
or
that
as a cat.
No, that is a lifestyle choice. Yeah. The same way it would be a choice for me to go tattoo my whole body like a, you know, tiger, and then claim to, you know, identify as a tiger. I mean, there's a guy in L.A. that tattooed his whole body like a clown, and he identifies as a clown. Like, he tattooed his face and everything.
Who's he harming?
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
But that's a lifestyle choice, right?
Right.
So when you start saying, oh, you know, even though I have all the reproductive organs and the chromosomes of a woman, but I'm in fact a man, to me that's like saying, you know, like a bulimic person saying I'm fat even though they only weigh 90 pounds.
That brings up
but
another.
Who's it hurting?
And to me, it's like doing a disservice to people. Like, I respect everybody that want to live their life however you want, if you're gay, transgender, or whatever. But I'm not going to lie to you and say, like, you're. Like, if you start trying to tell me that you're, in fact, a man when you're a woman, perfect. Like, and you're not just choosing to.
Are
then,
you going to go out of your way to get in their face?
I'm
and
not
going to
tell someone that's 90 pounds they're fat either. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'll humor you and use whatever adjective you want me to out of respect for you, but the truth is that as a former life insurance agent, if I were to write you life insurance, I'm rating you how you were born, because women naturally outlive men. So I can't legally say I'm going to quote you as a man just because you've had, you know, your genitals change.
You could charge a higher premium to that person now. You could make more money.
No, because that ruins, like, the morbidity rate and stuff like that. Well, like, it's all calculated. Like, you know what I mean? And I think the idea that people are going around, like, making a big deal about the whole thing, like, it's a lifestyle choice. That's all it is.
It is. Well, it is a choice. And that's fine. And I like to think that I'm free to choose. Not that I'm old and boring, you know, so what am I going to choose? I mean, it's not going to be that interesting anyway, but if that's what makes people happy and they're not harming anyone else and they're not asking for special privilege or anything else, I'm good with it. I could care less.
One thing I don't like, though, is I don't like the parents. I don't like the idea that if your daughter, you know, wants to play with little boy stuff, or if your son wants to play with little girl stuff,
fine,
that parents are, like, pushing
one direction or the other.
Yeah, like,
that's weird.
Hold on, Longster. Hold your thought. You. We'll bring you back. I am fairly certain you've got more to say on this. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, coming up, the West Virginia journalist arrested for asking questions. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Liberty Lobster on via Skype, and he asked the question of, what do we think about gender? And the one person that has an opinion other than, I don't care, in the studio is Heather, and I believe
Liberty
Lobster,
you've
got more thoughts here. So let's get back to your thoughts. Helps if I unmute you. All right, try now, Liberty Lobster. Continue with your thoughts.
All right, it helps to bring up two scenarios that I was discussing with my family earlier. One of which is, if a person is clearly male and has the strength of a male, the testosterone of a male, should they be allowed inside of a female prison if they decide they feel like a girl? Your thoughts.
Are we talking about a government-run prison? Are we talking putting them in as an inmate? Are we talking of allowing them as a corrections officer? Are we talking about having them work in the prison as a janitor?
Okay.
Like that, there's a lot of questions.
General population.
As an inmate.
Yes. Okay, so then I think the men should go to the men's prisons and the women should go to the women's. Does that answer the question?
That does answer the question, but it comes. I mean, is there anything you'd like to add, Chris?
No, I would say that some things in life just require a little bit of common sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
and let common sense fall where it may.
I mean, we can't be having inmates knock each other up because one identifies as the other, and then we're going to be paying for, like, you know what I mean? Like, inmate babies.
Prison babies.
But what I would like to see is our prison so empty because we've ended the war on drugs and we stopped arresting people for stupid reasons.
Right.
That there's so much room in there that if he wants to go to that prison, that there's a whole wing, should they choose, you know, that he could go into, and it really wouldn't be a big deal.
Well, and then there's also the question of, what do you mean by he has the strength of a man? Because there are some men that can, you know, bench press 700 pounds. There are other men that can barely bench press 50. There are some women that can bench press more than I do.
Okay, let's assume that this
person... I could probably bench press more than Daryl.
Wow.
Here we go.
Well, let's assume that this person has like full six pack abs and can bench press like 150 pounds. It can throw people around. Should they be going in with little itty bitty females?
It's irrelevant.
Well, they probably shouldn't be going to prison because you didn't say what offense they wound up committing. And
triple rape homicide.
Okay. Well, the other thing is you can't just say, based on strength, because there's some really strong women and there's some really weak men, so that's sort of a...
Right, and this is that weird, you know, hypothetical of, let's go to the most absurd sort of scenario I can think of and try to make it sound like some libertarian's not actually a libertarian.
No,
these are just weird hypothetical games, and I don't like playing weird hypotheticals.
Because there was actually an inmate in Massachusetts that I believe commit murder. It was a man that murdered his wife. He was sentenced to, like, life in prison, and then after being sentenced, decided he wanted to have a sex change, and there was actually a vote, and there was a whole, like, you could probably pull up a bunch of articles on it where they actually agreed that he was going to get the sex change, and Massachusetts taxpayers were going to pay for it from within the prison, and then they appealed it. I don't know what ended up being the final result, but I know that it was, like, passed, and then it was appealed, and then it was like, going back and forth. But this isn't just really a hypothetical situation, because let's say he did have that sex change. Would they move him to a different prison, or would they keep him in the same one? I mean, these are kind of...
Well, it depends.
You know,
is this a conservative state or a liberal state? Because there was the teenager, and we talked about this a couple months ago. There was the teenager down in Texas that was born a female, went through hormone therapy to become a male. The Texas Athletic Commission said you still have to wrestle the females because that's what you were born.
So right.
And then all the conservatives got up in arms about this boy wrestling girls.
See, that's another problem. Why it's a crime to give a teenager marijuana, but you can inject them with hormones?
Because he feels pretty, yeah.
Like, are you serious? This is, like, what the world is coming to. You can inject your child with hormones, but God forbid, you know, your 18-year-old has a beer that's going over to Iraq next month, you know?
Right.
Like, just this is a messed up world we live in.
Can I throw something out here? I really don't like the whole, well, because taxpayers shouldn't be paying at all. Well, at the moment, they do pay for it. I don't
think that doesn't make paying for it right.
No, but that's just the reality.
That's just how it works now.
So that's like saying the U.S. government should not be dropping bombs around the world. Well, they're doing it now, so let's just make the bombs nicer.
That's a single compound. You can try to change that. The commander in chief can decide, I don't want to drop bombs, but you're not going to be like, okay, no taxpayer dollars going to prison overnight.
No, but we can fight it,
mm-hmm.
And that's what we do.
Right, and we can say that it shouldn't be happening. Lobster, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
He's great.
Now, let's talk about the journalist in West Virginia.
Let's do it.
Who was arrested for asking questions. I'm just asking questions here. West Virginia reporter was arrested and jailed after following Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price down a hallway in the state's Capitol building and, according to Reuters, peppering him with questions about health care policy. Journalist Dan Heyman was grabbed by security and handcuffed after repeatedly calling out a question to Price as the health secretary visited the Charleston legislature with White House advisor Kellyanne Conway on Tuesday. Heyman says, I'm not sure why, but at some point I think they decided I was just too persistent in asking this question and trying to do my job, so they arrested me. Criminal complaint filed against Heyman in Kanawha County, West Virginia, said he was, quote, yelling questions, unquote, at Price and Conway, and, quote, aggressively breaching Secret Service agents to the point where the agents were forced to remove him a couple of times.
Egregiously breaching Secret Service agents?
Aggressively.
Aggressively breaching.
Yes. Heyman said he repeatedly asked Price if domestic violence would be deemed a pre-existing condition under the health care bill passed earlier this week by the U.S. House of Representatives, but Price did not respond. The spokesperson for the West Virginia Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety says, this is not about someone merely trying to ask questions. He was physically trying to push past the agents. Now, as far as I know, there's not video of this, so we don't know if he was trying to push past agents or if he was just, you know, walking along and asking the same question repeatedly. But it does bring up the question of, you know, is being a journalist something that, you know, you're asking a question, is that an arrestable offense?
Well, yeah, and I did read this story, but I read a couple other ones, and they were very clear to state that this wasn't about him, you know, exercising his First Amendment rights. It wasn't about anything. It was the fact that he was, you know, trying to push his way in, and he was being disruptive, and we asked him to quiet down and stand behind this line or whatever it happened to be,
right.
And he kept doing it.
Right. So, you know, what they're saying here is he was walking down the hallway after Price and the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is, well, we told him to stand behind this line.
Right.
And then we walked away. Well, you know, like, you can't really ask somebody a question if you're standing on one end of the hallway and they're on the other. So, you know, could it have been a scenario where, you know, a group of people are walking, he's asking questions, one of the Secret Service agents stands right in front of him and just stops?
You know what
and
makes
then,
me...
You know, like he just bumped into him real quick? Oh,
anything's
sorry.
Possible.
That is the aggressively breaching Secret Service?
You know what I find least believable about this whole thing? In today's world, nobody had a camera phone and caught the whole thing. Because people have phones and catch everything now.
Yeah, this is like the one thing where I have not seen video of.
Right.
There's more on this story, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-453.
450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save big time on things you were going to buy anyway? We're talking 5, 10, 15, 20, 25% up to 33% off on those things that you were going to buy anyway from Amazon. Well, you can do that through saveatpurse.com. So what you do is you go to saveatpurse.com. If you want to save that 5% instant, then you just add things into the cart, things from Amazon. And then you fund the account with Bitcoin. And saveatpurse.com fulfills that themselves instantly. You want to save more? Well, then you put things in an Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list to your account there at saveatpurse.com. And someone decides that they want to buy some of that Bitcoin at a bit of a markup. And if you've not been paying attention to the price of Bitcoin lately, it's climbing. The last time I looked earlier in the day, it was about $1,850
per Bitcoin. I'm so glad I used that Bitcoin vending machine last week.
And thank you.
Mm-hmm. So saveatpurse.com. You fund the account with Bitcoin. Somebody buys your Bitcoin at a markup. You get the products. They get the Bitcoin. Saveatpurse.com. We're talking about the journalist in West Virginia. And, yeah, Chris, this is very interesting, and I'm glad you mentioned this as well,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, in the society that we live in, where everybody's got a smartphone and a camera,
yeah.
or a smartphone and a camera, there's no video leading up to this guy getting arrested. I did find a very brief video after he was arrested.
Kind of being led away or?
Being led away in handcuffs. It's a 16-second video of him being taken into inside the Capitol building in Charleston, West Virginia. Being led basically through the rotunda into a room designated Capitol Police. and then the door being shut so that the person with the camera could not step inside the Capitol Police area to really see what was going on after Dan Heyman was arrested.
Anything goes on anywhere near D.C. or the Capitol, that kind of stuff. Don't they always confiscate cameras afterwards?
Well, this was West Virginia, the West Virginia State House.
It's close enough to D.C. It's probably just as toxic.
I don't know what the policy is of every time somebody's arrested, every camera in a 500-mile vicinity gets arrested. I doubt they would do that. One thing they might not allow cameras in there anyway. I seriously doubt they don't allow cameras in the state because there was video of the guy being led away. So somebody had to have had a camera. It's just very interesting that the video has not been released yet. Heyman was wearing a press badge, and the shirt he was wearing did have the logo of his employer. He said he was not warned by security or police that he was breaking any law. He was simply arrested. Advocates for civil liberties and journalist rights have denounced the arrest and said Heyman was punished for doing his constitutionally protected job. West Virginia ACLU says Mr. Heyman's arrest is a blatant attempt to chill an independent free press. They called for the criminal charges to be dropped. Those criminal charges, I think I skipped over that, criminal charge of, and Chris, you've actually pulled up the legal definition of this, criminal charge of willful disruption of state government processes. He was booked and then released on $5,000 bail.
Yeah, and it's a really vague law, so I'm going to read just like the first part of it. If any person willfully interrupts or molests the orderly and peaceful process of any department, division, agency, or branch of state government, or of its political subdivisions, he or she is guilty of a misdemeanor.
Aha! And I found a loophole. He was not talking to a state agent or an agent of one of the subdivisions of the state of West Virginia. He was talking to a federal government official.
But it was in the state house, therefore even perhaps the janitors could move freely.
Daryl,
from
do you
one...
have any experience as an attorney?
You can't handle the truth.
As a matter of fact, so what Heather's referencing is testimony that I gave a couple weeks ago on... in opposition to a bill that would expand police powers in New Hampshire, and one of the state reps said, well, have you ever been a police officer? Well, no, but I was a corrections officer, and I hated the job.
It's like, do you have any experience as a police officer or policing?
I thought about
like,
asking
Daryl
her.
Daryl can name more laws on the books in New Hampshire than all of the police in this room combined. So
I thought about asking her if she would
experience.
Ask the ACLU attorney, if he were to testify, if she would question whether or not he had ever been a police officer.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of those things to where, you know, like they want to make it to where, and this is something we discussed earlier, to where legislators will hold up the word of a police officer as if it were, you know, chiseled into stone on the top of Mount Sinai.
Right.
And anything you or I say, well, that's just, you know, some regular person, and I'm a state rep, so I'm better than a regular person, but police are better than me.
Oh, yeah, she totally has that mentality, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you see that a lot.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to wind up happening here with Mr. Heyman?
I don't know. I suspect they're going to want this to go away. You know,
of course they want it to go away.
So charges may be reduced a little bit. You know what I mean? They'll just play their normal games. And,
I think...
I'll make a play deal.
Both of you are being pessimists here.
I'm sorry.
I think that Mr. Heyman is going to have charges dropped, and he's going to wind up getting a five-figure settlement at least.
Think so?
That's nice
yes.
of you.
I hope
yeah.
so.
Because I've seen too many journalists that have gotten arrested that wind up later getting an apology
right.
and a big, fat settlement check.
Right. No, we'll find out. And if they do, you know, I feel for the people of West Virginia that have to pay it because
right.
your government acted in a particular way.
Right. And then read that definition of this willful disruption of government process one more time, because I think I found another loophole. Or maybe it's just the J. Noon inside of me.
That's
here.
Okay. If any person willfully...
See, he's not a person because Dan Heyman is not a corporation.
Oh, there you go. Dang it, Daryl. It's going to just keep ripping this thing apart. There's some other stuff in here where, you know, it's... They actually talk in the statute about blocking. If you, you know, if you stand in such a way that you interrupt the free, you know, perambulation of people in a hallway, then they can charge you with that too. So
charge Tom Price, because Tom Price is the guy that was walking down the hallway that this guy's trying to ask questions to.
I mean, I do think though that there are some reporters that are like super aggressive and just downright rude, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to give, like, the free pass. I wasn't there. I didn't even see it.
Oh, I will.
But, I mean, I do know that there are reporters that just are relentless, you
right.
know what I mean?
But the question is are those reporters violating anyone else's rights? Are they infringing upon anyone else's rights?
Yeah, but
and if you're a government official, government official needs to answer questions or at least make themselves available to be questioned, and, you know, they can choose whether to... If they answer the question, you could face some fallout, and if they don't answer the question, you could face some fallout, but that's why we have a free press.
Okay, but you guys have both been into, like, you know, committee hearings and stuff like that. Do you think there is, like, a line drawn, though, to where, like, if somebody comes in and someone's testifying and they're being relentless and they're just asking a bunch of crazy questions and they're, you know, not necessarily harming anyone, but they're like, they're trolling the committee hearing. Do you think it can reach a point where it is justified to use force and remove them from the room?
Any group can have certain rules to keep things moving, to keep things orderly and things like that.
Right.
And government frequently uses this.
The scenario that you give of someone going into legislative committees and, you know, like disrupting the committee is completely different from asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who is walking down a hallway.
Right. In a public building.
In a public building.
Right.
Completely different scenario, but, you know, go...
Yeah, but there is a line where that could potentially turn into harassment as opposed to just asking a simple question.
Not with a government official.
We'll talk.
And there have been court cases that basically say that it's not harassment to ask government officials questions. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Hour 2, coming up next.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.